This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Conversation. Can you swing and talk at the same time? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to prove that, in fact, that can happen with Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air. The focus on Donald Trump's mental health. Shrinks say that they can't, it's not kosher for them to publicly diagnose somebody that they have never actually examined.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. Possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
could you imagine if doctors just were all over the place offering diagnoses of, you know, people? Oh, yeah, he's got a blood clot. Come on, right. You can't do that.
All right, well, because he makes so many incendiary comments, there are a lot of people having a field day with this. Psychiatrists want to talk about Donald Trump, but they don't feel ethically they can. So what is that? Just by them saying that. Just by that innuendo, that inference, then you're suggesting that the guy is off his rocker.
Well, yes, yeah, right. Shrinks don't want to talk about people who are perfectly normal.
Yeah, right. So is this fair? Is this unfair?
Or you perhaps shrinks just want to get famous so that we talk about them. On, you know, I think that we have to realize that in when you go into, okay, forget politics because he's not a politician.
Nah.
When anybody wants to be president of the United States, and anybody says, I can do a better job than so-and-so, there's a level of narcissism. I mean, you have to at least be a narcissist. That goes for anybody who is running for the office of the presidency, whether it's outward and blatant and worn like a shiny sport coat like Donald Trump, or whether it's inward like someone like a Gary Johnson or a Jill Stein. Anybody who thinks they can be the president has probably got a shred of narcissism in them. I mean, I think that's probably a fair diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go. You
well, some, in some cases, you know, we all have egos, and some people, your ego is your friend, and for other people, your ego is your enemy. So I think that's where you're seeing when it's the inward type of narcissism. You know, there's maybe you could diagnose that as having a healthy confidence that you know you can do the job, that you know you're competent enough, or in some cases, you know, there are some crazy people throughout the history of running for the president who have just made crazy comments and have said, oh, I can do it better than everybody else. And, you know, they really are kind of off their rocker. So, and I'm not talking about Trump. I'm just saying in general, there are, you know, lots of people around.
Maybe, you know, they always say it's the quiet ones you have to worry about. Maybe it is the ones. I mean, with Trump, there's no doubt. You know right. what you're signing up for. But maybe.
Not to change the subject, but Dr. Ken will join us in a few minutes.
We'll focus
on, we can ask him. That'd be a good thing to do. There's a poll out today that shares America's biggest fears. This is uplifting. You're going to love
clowns.
This. A majority of Americans.
No, it's not that kind of fear.
No. It's a Monmouth University poll released yesterday afternoon suggesting a majority of us feel the nation's way of life is under some degree of threat. Really, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Talk to any family farmer in America and ask them what they think.
Mm.
Almost half of registered...
And the sad thing is, everybody feels that way, Dougie. As a farmer, you feel that way.
Yep.
I'm sure people, you know, women feel that way. Gay people feel that way. People who want to keep their guns under the Second Amendment feel that way. I mean, crazy.
Yeah. Half of registered voters surveyed said that the American way of life is under a great deal of threat. 31% said they believe it faced some threat. 13% didn't feel much of a threat at all. 7% said, huh? So that's more or less the way the poll... So I'm curious as to whether or not any of the three of you feel that there is something threatening you. Do you feel like Daesh threatens you? Do you feel like if the Republicans are elected, you'll be threatened? If the Democrats are elected, you'll be threatened? Are you threatened by the undocumented immigrants coming in from Mexico? Or is all this just so much pap?
I know immigration is a big issue, but that's not something that's an issue to me.
For you?
I think border states is probably a big issue.
What do you think?
Well, being in New York City, safety is always something that I think about on a daily basis, whether it's, you know, terrorism or just regular
safety.
Crime.
Yep. Okay,
that's
safety.
That's a
Jennifer.
Big one.
Yes. Yeah. I do feel like... I was letting Victoria finish. I didn't want to interrupt. That's all. I do feel actually like I'm a little bit under attack. I feel like our culture is under attack. The shift... I'll tell you that terrorism doesn't make me happy, but the bigger fear, I guess, or the bigger thing that I see changing that really does terrify me is that this country was founded as a place where you come for a better way of life. And I feel like there is a huge shift in the ideology of the country where we now come here because we want the country to take care of us. And, or we now have this mentality where the country should take care of us. And that shift to me is probably the scariest issue going on, because it's a shift in thinking, and I see it getting stronger and stronger and stronger, where people just expect things to be handed to them. They expect certain things. They don't want to work to better themselves, and that to me is pretty terrifying.
Carol, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, I find that I'm generally optimistic, but I have found in a few instances where I'm in a city with a really big crowd that I am a little bit nervous, and I look around and I wonder, okay, and whether it's, you know, a terrorist or a mass shooter.
Right.
You know, I don't think about that in my daily life, but there have been a few instances where I'm in a big crowd and I wonder, is it a possibility or could
it happen?
Was
there an explosion? Some building blew up right down the street from you earlier?
Yeah. About a mile down the road from my house, there was a big explosion around midnight, and one of the apartment complexes is almost completely destroyed. But gas explosion, which is something I worry about in my apartment complex all the time because we all have gas stoves, but that is a different story.
And I live in New York City in an apartment building, and I'm constantly the one, you know, I never want to panic, but as soon as you smell gas, I mean, you have to call someone because there was a building, what was it, only a little over a year ago, a whole building in the East Village blew up, and it's about a city block.
Yeah.
I mean, and then one in Harlem blew up. I mean, that's, you know, so it's like either terrorists are going to blow us up or bad neighbors.
Yeah. I was scared when I went to Vegas for the 4th of July, and ISIS had put out this threat video against Las Vegas, and I, you know, my mom and I were going, gosh, do we really want to go? Is seeing Garth Brooks really a good enough reason? I mean, and I really said, yes, we have to go, because I didn't want to be one of those people that cowered down and stopped living my life, but it is in the back of your mind for sure.
Yeah.
A lot of people get scared about gas when I come into the room. It's 14 past the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus in a moment here.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Well, sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like a 4-pack of 3M Post-its for just $3. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Attention Nike fans. Right now at Kohl's, take 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. Everyone gets Kohl's Cash too. $10 for every $50 spent. Plus, Yes You Rewards members earn double points on Nike purchases. This week only, and only at Kohl's. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 7th to 13th. Select styles. Offers and coupons do not apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us, brought to you by the folks who are responsible for keeping your blood pressure where it is. That is Super Beats. And then if you have your blood pressure out of control, Dr. Ken's going to recommend the Zona Plus. Explain that. This is like, okay, everybody, pay attention to this. This is like me throwing red meat into a lion's cage. You ready?
Ready.
Dr. Ken, about 9 in 10 Americans now have health insurance, but it costs on average 25 to 45% more to pay for the health insurance than was the case before the Affordable Health Care Act was put into law. Would you like to comment on that?
Well, we talked a lot about this before it was about to happen, and unfortunately, it's the way it is.
Really?
Right. I'd rather not get into the politics of it.
And, okay. Yeah.
I don't want to be a punching bag.
No, okay. I wasn't going to make you a punching bag. I just thought it was easy. I mean, when you look at, I just saw a report here in Massachusetts. The average cost for an individual is up 25% over last year for insurance. And if you're a family of four or more, it could be as much as 45%. So, and McFadden, who's on the staff here, is the best example of this. He was paying $780, I don't know what, whether it was a month or a year or something. And the price is now up to, what did he say, Jennifer, $2,100 or something crazy like that?
Yeah, something crazy.
It's just out of sight. So is there a better way? Yeah. Is it good that Americans, most Americans have health insurance? Absolutely. But at this cost, there's got to be something fixed one way or another. All right. Let's talk about the cupping. You and I have talked about this off the air, and I think I told you that I had cupping done, and I think you looked at me strangely in that circumstance. So these purple and red spots, what actually is happening to the body of these athletes when they're getting cupped?
Well, if you've been watching the Summer Olympics in Rio, you may have spotted the pepperoni-like bruises on the athletes and wondered, what is this? Well, the therapy consists of having round glass suction cups that are warm, then placed on a sore part of the body. Doug, the placement of the glass cup, it creates a partial vacuum, which is believed to stimulate the muscles and blood flow while relieving pain. The cupping marks generally fade after 2 to 4 days. I think Olympians like the latest fad, hoping to get that slight edge. And, you know, Phelps does it, everyone's going to do it. But am I recommending it? It's not in my black bag this year.
Oh, come on. It gets rid of the tiredness. It's very good. I feel wonderful. You know, my shoulder.
How long do those marks actually last?
I remember a week or so after I had them. I came home one night. Meredith said, "What the heck happened to your back?" And it was like raw red meat.
Ugh.
And it was very tender. Blood comes to the surface. You get rid of a lot of the toxins. But there's something
about it. It's a gigantic hickey.
Doing.
Isn't there a more fun way to do it?
Exactly. It does, yeah. It does look like it does.
Where was the when did we talk about that woman that bit the back of the...
Oh, yeah, that massage therapist.
Massage therapist. They used to bite the back. Oh, that's good therapy as well. All right, speaking of therapy, let's talk about a couple of things here that have to do with your blood pressure. Is it a fair statement, Ken, that people who use Super Beats and have normal blood pressure can keep the blood pressure where it is most desirable? Is that a fair statement?
Well, there's a lot of other factors. If they, you know, if they stay ideal body weight, keeps the stress under control, eat a healthy diet, they're going to increase their odds. There's no guarantee. You know, 80% of us will have high blood pressure before we leave planet Earth, but we need adequate nitric oxide in our body, and the best way to get it is the folks at Neogenes 40 to keep the body tank adequately full. And if you need that little bit of energy in the midday instead of the caffeinated beverages, go for the Super Beats. It's a wonderful way to get a boost.
It really is. Gets the blood, it opens up, the nitric oxide opens up the arteries and gets the blood to your brain, your muscles, all over your body. It's super support. Get it by calling 800-655-4183. Make sure you mention Dr. Ken's name. You get a 30-day supply free with your first order. Super Beats, 800-655-4183. And then there's the Zona Plus. Spend a couple of seconds talking about what that does. If you have really high blood pressure, you're recommending people go to ZonaHealth.com and check out the Zona Plus.
Zona Plus is an evidence-based way to get your blood pressure down without medications. It uses hand grips 12 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and you can get your blood pressure down instead of that first medication. I recommend this as a solution to blood pressure if you want to avoid that first medication.
Zona.com. Go to Zona.com. Take Ken's advice.
Thank you. what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Okay, the big question. I sound like John McLaughlin. By the way, have you watched that show on MSNBC? Man, are those people all looking old? Pat Buchanan, Eleanor Clift, and McLaughlin himself. My God, they look old. All right, not me. I don't look old. I look the same as I did, what, 15, 20 years ago? You've known me how long? You've known me 25 years. I don't think I look other than my hair color, Jen,
I
really.
I think you actually look better than you did those years ago.
That's very nice. All right.
Good answer, Kevin.
Make Chuck payable, too.
Yeah. All right. So yesterday we were talking about Adele as the rumored halftime performer at the Super Bowl, but after that speculation is over, next up on the hit parade is who will sing the national anthem. I've been losing sleep about this. My God, am I happy to be able to boil
this
down.
This is stuff that people tweet about, Doug.
I understand that, right? Twitter at Good Day Show. In fact, who do you prefer? Let's ask that question on Twitter. Super Bowl 51, February the 5th. In Houston's NRG Stadium, social media speculation pointing toward first, Sia. Why would we choose Sia? What would be the benefit
of
that?
Big enough to perform at the Super Bowl? I mean, I could see her being like a guest appearance, but.
Yeah.
Well, she's big enough now, but she's also Australian, so I don't know how that would work.
Yeah. So she's out. Scratch her.
I'm
all right, next on the list of speculatory who sings the national anthem, Beyonce.
She was there last year, right?
Yeah, yeah. She didn't sing the national anthem.
No, yeah, she did. Yeah. She made the guest appearance.
Right.
With Coldplay and Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
You know, Bruno Mars should be on the list because he could sing the anthem.
He's not on the list. Justin Timberlake is on the list, however, and that would be a good choice, I think.
This would be a very good choice. I'd love to see him do the halftime show.
Yeah, he did it. Remember when he pulled the halftime on Janet Jackson?
Right. How did you forget that? They called it Nipplegate, was it?
Yes.
Right, anyway, Justin Timberlake. Yes, no, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yes, so far he's got my vote.
All right, so tell us what you think. Twitter at Good Day Show. Who ought to sing the national anthem for the Super Bowl? Can you believe we're talking about next February already? Good Lord.
And by the way, that's the day before my birthday. If you
happy birthday. Luke Bryan also on the list.
Oh, now we're in. Sorry, JT.
Let's see how fickle you are.
Yep.
Good Lord. Fickle Jennifer. I actually like the idea of the people suggested so far. I like either Justin Timberlake or Pharrell Williams, who's also on the list. Because he's happy.
Sing, but he's got kind of an interesting voice. I can't imagine him being able to hit some of those notes.
Oh, say, can you see?
Well, as we've all been saying, though,
be an American.
It'll be a tough act to follow Lady Gaga's last year, because that was phenomenal.
Here's Lady Gaga from last year, the anthem song.
Oh, I get goosebumps hearing her sing this.
What about me singing with it?
No.
No. She's saying it wrong.
I know.
Oh my God.
Do Victoria and Karen know about your weird fetish?
The way to sing the national anthem. You look at the sheet music for Banner, B-A-N-N-E-R, in that position. There are three notes. One over band and two over ner. So it should be sung Banner, but the people who sing it wrong, like she just did, say Banner. And it's not Banner. It's
yes,
Banner.
Sorry, were you saying something? I'm too busy listening to Lady Gaga.
You're listening to me, kiddo. 28 past the hour.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
60 Seconds to a Better Life. You're listening to Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Tired of people pushing your buttons? Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith says, realizing you have them is the first step.
As we journey through life, the typical reaction is there is a trigger, the trigger produces an impulse, and the impulse leads to behavior. If we can change the cycle a little so there's a trigger, it still will produce an impulse, but we have an awareness of what's going on around us. Then we realize we have a choice. Then we exhibit the behavior. And if you can just get to that level of awareness and choice, 80-90% of the time, we'll probably come up with a good solution.
When it feels like the whole world is working against you, it's good to know you have an ally. Doing What Works is here to help you to overcome and succeed. That's our job, and we love doing it for you in big and little ways every day. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrans Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 per life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We are friends. Oh, wait a minute. Why can't we be friends? We are friends. I'm Doug with Jennifer and Victoria on the air with all of our perspectives on things. Here's the story from Florida today. 17-year-old boy gets $20,000 from the Martin County judge after the claim that firefighters forced him to eat brownies laced with Viagra.
Jeez.
The boy was performing community service work at a fire station.
Rise out of those brownies.
That's your reward.
Says firefighters threatened him and harassed him while he was there. So he's going to get money from the county. But he actually said, I never ate the tainted brownies. What is the matter with these people? Why would you do something?
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to figure out. What exactly is the point? Like, what were they trying to get out of this?
Like taunting somebody.
And don't you know that you can, like, kill people? I mean, let's be honest. We can be funny, make some jokes about these brownies, you know.
Yeah.
But come on.
Deadly. Right.
you know, you put medication in them and people have a bad reaction. Do you really want that on your conscience for a practical joke? No. Oh, I don't think so, people. Come on.
All right. Food news. Who knows how to pronounce Q-U-I-N-O-A? Get a
quinoa.
Prize.
Quinoa.
Quinoa. How do they get that out of Q-U-I-N-O-A?
Very careful.
Quinoa. How do you get that? I don't get how you get that. Anyway, so beyond the
isn't
pronunciation.
Isn't it Aztecan?
Yeah, I don't think it's an American word.
It's an Aztec
quinoa?
Word, isn't it? I believe it's Aztecan.
Mayan.
Urine.
Jennifer.
Clearly, you two have been together a long time.
Too long, yes. Right. Okay. So, there is a survey out. You know how I love the survey says, that's a Family Feud. That's my new favorite show. Watching Steve Harvey do that show is a riot. Anyway, so there's this survey on what people think is really healthy. What do we know about health and nutrition? Are you confused about quinoa and other items? There was a survey of 52 foods conducted by Morning Consult. Foods with big gaps in perceived healthfulness between ordinary Americans, what they think. Like, most Americans think orange juice is healthy for you, and yogurt is healthy for you, and granola is healthy for you.
I guess I'll just throw up that yogurt I just ate.
Yeah, I just ate a granola bar.
All right, okay. Maybe the right answer. Some of those foods, if you get the purest form of them, like pulpy orange juice, much better for you. There's the you have the either it's a half gallon jug of orange juice, and they make a big deal out of pulp-free. Well, the pulp is
the
really what's
the healthiest part.
If you get sick like Victoria did, you better be drinking a lot of pulpy orange juice. Take it out, it's like drinking yellow water.
Ooh, yeah, it's just all sugar. Yeah. You're better off to just eat oranges. That's
the best thing. That's the best thing to do.
Right. Nutritionists say that the three healthiest foods for you at the moment, quinoa, tofu, and hummus.
Let's just mix them all together.
Well, yeah. I disagree with two of the three.
Tofu and hummus?
Well, hummus is fine. I mean, you know, whatever, chickpeas. But hummus can be fattening, though, too. You have to be careful with it. But quinoa is a super grain, and, you know, and it is higher in iron than other grains. But it's still a carb, and America loves to, like, OD on stuff that you think is healthy. Yeah. Right, but it's still,
but you're gonna replace
way more than you're supposed to.
Yeah, but if you're going to replace something, I mean, quinoa has a higher protein count, so at least if you're going to, if you need to have a carb, if you need to have that grainy flavor, it's better than rice, it's better than potatoes, you know, it's a better choice.
Yeah, just don't, like, OD on it, because a lot of people go, oh, it's so healthy, I'm eating health food, and they just eat more and more of it.
Sushi, also on the list. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine that sushi is healthful. Anything.
Well, I wouldn't touch tuna right now with all the mercury.
Nah. All right, so let's see here. 37% of the people who participated in the survey said they didn't know whether a Kind bar was healthful or not. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
I just ate one.
What's a Kind bar? All right, explain, please.
All right, so a kind bar is a granola bar, but it's made with
sticky.
Oats. Yeah, well, it's crunchy more than sticky. But it's non-GMO, gluten-free, and it's made with five super grains. I'm reading the label. Oats, millet, quinoa, amaranth, and buckwheat.
Amaranth.
So this is, it's technically a lot better for you than processed grains, because none of this is processed. So, yes, in a sense, it's better for you. But, again, it's all just a carb.
Why are you chuckling?
Fat and sugar in there.
Why are you chuckling?
Who's chuckling?
Jennifer.
Who was chuckling? I wasn't chuckling.
You were?
No.
All right.
I was listening.
So on Twitter, could we move the focus away from what did we just ask?
You asked me if a Kind bar was healthy.
No.
The answer?
In the last half hour, I asked.
How about the national anthem?
Oh, right. Yeah. We should think that. And what are we getting for input on that?
I will report back to you.
Oh, thank you.
More to come.
Also ask the question as to what the people listening think is the healthiest food that they eat. What's the healthiest? I'll tell you, ice cream is the healthiest food, I think.
How about a vegetable?
Anywhere, not enough of it anymore. Okay, other food news. Question from the survey. Once again, the survey says, I asked 100 people, what's better for your waistline, McDonald's or Chipotle?
Oh, McDonald's, probably.
200 extra calories per meal. The answer may surprise you. So that gives you a clue into the answer to the question. There's a study that puts McDonald's against Bojangles, Chipotle, Panera Bread, places like that. Average meal at a...
Oh, sorry. The problem with Chipotle is that the serving size is just so much bigger.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. I feel like at McDonald's, you get the little tiny, like, burger that really does not fill you up at all, whereas if you go to Chipotle, you're getting a huge serving.
But you also are getting better ingredients, but it's going to be more calories because it's just bigger.
Yeah. The kind of burgers you get at McDonald's, according to this information, is more likely to lead you to get cancer and other chronic diseases than the things that you would eat in Chipotle's, for example. Because it's pretty plain bill of fare at Chipotle's, right? Isn't there rice and beans?
Well, and also they don't do a lot of antibiotics. I mean, I think they're pretty good with the meat that they select. Yeah. Am I right with that?
Yes. Yeah. Supposedly, yes.
No, I think you are. I think you're right about that.
Lots of guacamole.
Mmm.
Good avocado fat.
You like... Yeah, but avocado... Didn't we... We were talking about avocado yesterday.
Jennifer grows them.
Well, but there was a whole big thing about the Mexicans getting upset because they're cutting down a lot of the forest, the rainforest, to... grow avocado trees. That's where, you know, avocados grow on trees, right?
The solution is we'll all just have to fly to California and get them off of Jen's tree.
We'll just steal them from Jen's front
yard. They are the best avocados you'll ever have.
So. Really?
Oh, they're so good.
All right. Final food story about carbs. Pasta consumption on the rise after shrinking for years. Let's see here. The data... there was a survey that started April 2nd, finished last year. Dollar sales are up 3% on pasta. So if you look at the food trends, Google has a 2016 food trends report. Online interest in pasta has picked up. Rigatoni especially. It's a shortcut pasta. I don't know from nothing about why would rigatoni be called a shortcut pasta?
Because it's not that
cook
long.
Cook it faster?
Okay. Yeah. No, it means it's cut short.
Please.
Shortcut pasta.
Oh, my God. Why did I ask that question? Everybody's a comedian.
Right. No, I'm not. That's the answer. That's actually, I'm not making a joke. That
really?
Is the answer. Yes. When you have pasta, when you roll pasta out, the shortcut pasta is penne and rigatoni. Rigatoni is like fat penne.
Mm. Roll out the pasta.
Boy.
We'll have a lot.
What's happening here?
In a moment.
The wheels are off the bus.
I have another question. To which there is a direct answer. I would like to know who has received over his career working in New York $317,368,852 for his work. Answer to the question coming up 44 past the hour.
Attention Nike fans. Right now at Kohl's, take 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. Everyone gets Kohl's Cash, too. $10 for every $50 spent. Plus, Yes to You rewards members earn double points on Nike purchases. This week only, and only at Kohl's. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 7th to 13th. Select styles. Offers and coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills.
By refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. To learn how, call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. Here's one more thing that can help put your mind at ease. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked as highest in mortgage servicing. Call us at 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Home buy. Refi. Power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
But
go ahead. Throw you into it.
Come here.
Pulling the wool over my eyes. Okay. So the most money ever paid to a baseball player and while working
you
in a single...
You didn't give me a chance to answer with A-Rod.
Oh, okay. Here's the question. Question is, what professional baseball player...
You didn't even say that. Who made the most money in New York? And my guess was Alex Rodriguez. Is that right or wrong?
Yes, it's right.
Yay!
Can you imagine this? Think about this. He's been in New York for, 10 years? How long has he been playing in New York? He's 41. He's just retiring.
A long time.
Been longer than 10 years in New York?
I don't know. Huh. Let's look it up.
Imagine,
I'm not
though.
A baseball fan. I don't know. I think it's more than 10 years.
$368,852 for playing baseball. God love the guy.
And being doped up half the time.
Okay. Yeah. That's why. Got to keep up his
370. Now,
he
is
was
that
with the
envy?
Yankees from 2004, by the way. He was with the Mariners first.
12 years. Okay.
Yeah, then the Rangers, then the Yankees.
Right. Okay. So, this is all about value. I don't hear people complaining about all of the money that's paid to athletes. I don't hear it, let's say, contextually in the same frame of reference. Ah, those guys on Wall Street, those big CEOs that make all that money, those no good son of a guns. I'm making $48,000 a year. I should be making $2 million because if they make 20, I should make 2. I deserve to get it. I don't hear it. Well, who's saying that about it? Alex Rodriguez made $317 million while I was working with the Yankees. Anybody on the street saying that bastard? He made $317 million. Where's my share?
I don't know. Maybe go to Boston and ask that question.
Get a better answer.
Yeah, right.
You probably would get a better answer. Okay.
But you're right, though, Doug. That is, I've never thought about it that way, but people like to criticize how much Hollywood movie stars make.
Oh, yeah.
And people love to say that, you know. Ah. But no one ever criticizes how much these athletes make. It's true.
Somebody took a shot at me yesterday after I went through the list of radio performers that are making a lot of money. Howard Stern, $83 million, Limbaugh, $74 million, and Hannity, $29 million, or whatever else was on the list.
Bubbling under.
Yeah, right. Under a rock. Somebody said, you're just envious, or what was it? It didn't say envious. It was another
jealous?
Word. That was, yeah, kind of. Right. And I'm not. Although, why not? I'd have a piece of that. As much of it as possible, because we all work hard here.
Think about that.
Okay, here's the latest science from energy news. The Japanese said last Friday they have found a new way to make gasoline. They're making it from cattle poop.
Oh.
Cow manure.
Saki Shubasaka. Actual gasoline? Because
We
talked about, making methane and,
well,
and
methane
things
is
like
a,
that.
Well, methane is a component, and that's what gave them the idea. Methane...
Right.
Is a component of something else thrown off by gasoline.
Can
so
I ask a question,
right
though?
Yes,
isn't it when they make like the fuel out of French fry oil that you could smell the French fries? Will you be able to smell the poo-poo when you...
Yeah, yeah.
That?
Oh, absolutely,
ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's not
smells,
good.
Smells
nose
great
pollution.
Corner. Smell.
Ugh.
Great smell.
There goes Jen in her fart car again.
I know.
Before
she's
the
really
hour.
Moving.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Yesterday. How many people remember this music from Pee-wee's Big Adventure, summer of 85? So we're going to start sort of a throwback Thursday movie edition with some sound from summer movies. We go back to 1985. Let's start with Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Are you all right?
No, I'm not. This combination of electrical plus chemical cyanide is dumb. We're going in the wrong direction. You're the only one that knows how to use this garbage, and of course you're never here. And finally, I think I'm getting brain fried.
Okay, Mitch, I'm going to make it up to you. Let's just pause, put that down. Let's just take a step back. No, I was wrong, I'm sorry. Take a step forward. No, take a step back. Step forward. And then step back. And then we're cha-ching.
Will you stop? I'm serious.
Okay, I'm serious too.
Please think of these. What would you think?
Oh, what?
These.
Those.
Yeah. How do they look?
Similar.
No, I mean, do they look good? I just got them.
Who had them before you?
Nobody. Silly.
Look, Daddy, I like you. I like you.
That's the thing. I like you, too.
Daddy! A lot of things about me you don't know anything about, Daddy. Things you wouldn't understand. Things you couldn't understand.
Pee-wee acting like Marlon Brando. All right, so that's all from Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
No, actually, those three movies came out this week in 85. The first clip was To Real Genius with Val Kilmer, a movie that has a huge cult following to this day. I think Val Kilmer in that film was never better. He was 26 years old. His co-star was an actor named Gabriel Jarrett, who played his friend Mitch. Still a working actor. He did a good job in that film. But I remember seeing that film on a Friday night. The theater was sold out. Audiences really liked it, although when I looked at its Wikipedia page, I've come to realize it only made $12 million at the box office, which was fairly marginal. The second clip was to a movie that came out this week in 85, which was A Summer Rental with John Candy, sort of a low-rent vacation knockoff, but it had John Candy and it had some good laughs. The film made money, about $25 million at the box office. And then the last clip was to the biggest hit of these three, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, which wound up grossing around $40 million, and it was a terrific collaboration between Paul Rubens and Tim Burton in his first directorial feature.
Really?
He was a Disney animator. He did two shorts. One was Vincent, one was Frankenweenie. Warner Brothers was looking for a director, a unique director, to helm Pee-wee's Big Adventure, and nabbed Tim Burton. And the rest is movie history. Tim Burton's gone on to have a great career directing movies.
And Danny Elfman did that memorable soundtrack. I mean, Pee-wee's Big Adventure is one of my favorite movies of all time. And that music, I mean, as soon as you hear it, you know it's Danny Elfman, who also worked
Danny
with Tim Burton on so
direct,
many movies.
I mean, the score, many of Tim Burton movies, including Beetlejuice and his two Batman films.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, latest news about The Rock and Furious 8 being filmed. That's next year.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
All right, so let's hear the latest. The gossip has been this week that The Rock is sort of on some of the social media sites, Chuck, are taking shots at the other stars of Furious 8 that they're filming now.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the speculation at this point is, who was he calling out? Was it Vin Diesel? Was it Tyrese? Who knows? We may never know the answer to that question. But, you know, there's an old saying, no publicity is bad publicity. Yeah. And it's generated more publicity for that franchise, which probably doesn't need it. But, you know, certainly not going to steer people away from seeing the next installment when it hits theaters next summer. There was an interesting story, though, yesterday that it broke. According to The Hollywood Reporter, which Sony Pictures is denying, they're saying that the Ghostbusters reboot, which hit theaters this summer, will lose the studio upwards of $70 million, and that the possibility of a sequel will be unlikely. Now, the studio says they're probably going to lose some money, but nowhere near that figure once streaming and all the other ways to sell a movie in the future comes into into play. But
Chuck Curry here on Good.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.